But also, the offense has just been a tremendous force for him this year. And I think you put all together, like I said, it's almost that perfect storm for him. And he's taking advantage of it.
Gets his 20th win on Friday nights. The bats explode again. We'll get into the Blue Jays in just a second. But here was Rick Porcello after the game with our own John Horn.
20 wins. What does that sound like to have your name beside that number?
Sounds great. you know, it's definitely flattering. I haven't come close to 20 before in my career, so to get there is definitely, it's a huge milestone. And you've been the recipient of a phenomenal offense and some great defense as well, so it's definitely played a huge factor. And, we still got a lot of baseball to play too, so definitely going to enjoy this one tonight. But, you know, tomorrow it's back to work and preparing for the next one.
Sure, the phone's going to light up, or if it hasn't already, who's the first person that you talk to after tonight?
Yeah, I got to talk to my mom and dad. That's first and foremost. They've been my rock my entire life, so definitely want to share this one with them.
It's a little bit of irony coming in here that you're going for your 20th win and you get it against the team that you played. You got your first major league start against. It's kind of an ironic twist.
Yeah, it's funny. I didn't even think of that. I just thought about my last start here last year where I felt like I wasn't going to get anybody out ever again. So, this is a nice place to get a win, you know, especially for your 20th, so definitely happy about it.
I was going to say a little bit of extra for you, just the fact that you haven't really played that well in this building. I think your ERA is close to 7 or so, and then you come in and you get your 20th, a little bit of extra added, giddy up for just the fact that you did it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's a tough place to pitch, tough lineup. So they pose problems for a lot of guys, and, you know, to be able to come in here, you know, keep talking about my 20th win, but I think for our team to go up 2 games in the division is that's really what it's all about. So a big win for us to open up the series, and hopefully we get 2 more.
Last question for you. You've had a lot of run support from this team. I think it's 777 runs this year, and they've been getting a lot of runs for you as well. I'm obviously a bonus for you for when that happens, but what's this offense meant to you?
Yeah, they've been phenomenal, and really it kind of lays out, you know, your game plan as a starting pitcher is, you know, attack the strike zone and limit those big innings, and that's, you know, kind of the formula we try and follow and you know, give our guys a chance, you know, in the ball game, and you don't try and dig too much trouble for yourself by walking guys and those sort of things. If you can, you know, limit those big innings, we're going to have a great chance, because top to bottom our lineup is phenomenal, and they all, you know, work hard at what they do, and they've been swinging the bats great all year.
Rick Porcello, first pitcher to get to 20 wins. More importantly, you got a 2-game lead atop the AL East. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks.
Here you go. Rick Porcello gets his 20th win of the season. More importantly, Red Sox win up their lead to 2 games in the AL East over the Blue Jays. Orioles lose, so they're 3 games back. Yankees win. They remain 4 games back. Blue Jays keep a 1-game lead over the Orioles in the wild card standings there.